What's up, people? It is Mike, the movie guy from iWatchMike.com. Let's talk about a movie, Netflix review here. Talking about 2010's release of Monsters. It's kind of like a drama, sci-fi, thriller, all wrapped into one, okay? The movie is basically about this. NASA shoots off this probe into outer space, and they're determined to get samples of other life form out there in outer space. Well, while the little probe thing is coming back to planet Earth, it crashes over Central America. And something leaks out. Of course, 6 years later, these organisms have kind of taken over part of, well, actually half of Mexico. And Mexico becomes this like quarantine infected zone kind of thing. So the militaries, the American military and the Mexican military are doing everything in their power to keep these creatures behind enemy lines. Now, while all this stuff's going on, all these little wars with the creatures and the humans, of course, it's being covered by, you know, journalists and stuff like that. That's where this journalist comes in, who's there trying to get the perfect picture so he can get paid. And winds up getting a call from his boss, and his boss is like, hey, there's a girl there, and she needs to be escorted back to the United States. And he's like, dude, I can't do that because I've got to get the perfect picture. And he's like, look, dude, this is our boss's daughter, oops, which happens to be pretty hot. Her name's Whitney Abel in the movie. That's her real name. Hot. So he is now told by his boss that you got to take my daughter back to the United States. I love my daughter. You treat her and you keep her safe. And so the guy's like, damn it. I needed to get this picture. So basically he agrees to this and he's just trying to get her back to the United States so he can get back on the other side to take pictures and everything else. Well, something happens where they don't get to make it back to the U.S. the way they wanted to. Hence, that's where this this prostitute comes in, and she, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but this prostitute comes in and does something. So now they're forced to find other means of transportation. So they decide to illegally take these river boats and walk through certain areas of the infected zone and try not to get eaten and try not to get screwed over by any of the people that are helping them cross over. And that's what the movie's about. But the movie's really done really well. It doesn't have over-the-top special effects, which is cool. It doesn't have that kind of whole Cloverfield running around with the camera kind of thing. It's a really good movie. And if you get a chance, check it out. It's called Monsters, like I said, on Netflix. And acting's really good. Like I said, Whitney Abel, she's hot, but she's just cute too. And then the guy who plays the journalist, he's funny as hell and sarcastic. And he's a really good actor too. So everything came really good together with this movie. I'm glad I saw it. I wish I would have saw it in the theater. But like I said, this movie was like, to me, was like you blink and it was already out. So, but it's all good. I got to see it on Netflix. So like I said, go check out Monsters. I give it probably about a 4 out of 5 popcorns, just because it's just done just right, I thought. So, like I said, 4 out of 5 popcorns. More reviews, more stuff, more goodies. iWatchMike.com. And don't forget, if you got Twitter, follow me on Twitter @MikeTheMovieGuy. Peace.